the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball in the SODAC 16 on River 92.7 is brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebein Agency. Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the May Adam Law Firm, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Peer Regional Airport, Wagner Auto, and Bauman Lumber. Governor Basketball is also brought to you in part by Ferding Electric. These special in-game sponsors help bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Pots of the State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leibniz Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Man, thank you very much, and a very good Friday night, everybody. A night of high school basketball coming your way. Not just any night, but it is SODAC 16 night here at Sioux Falls Jefferson, where the Peer Governor girls will come on into a place they won 10 days ago by the score of 43-40. They'll have to try to do it again in order to go to the South Dakota State Girls Basketball Tournament, which will be next week in Rapid City, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Governor girls, along with Sioux Falls Jefferson, both 10-10 on the season, but Jefferson the higher seed at the number 8 spot. Peer is in the number 9. With Heather Williams in studio, Caleb Brozek at side. We'll have live ticket video streaming here, and that is available at gogovs.live, at drgnews.com, and the River 92.7 page as well. Good to have you here tonight. We're excited. Hope you are too. This will be the first of two straight days. Two games within a 24-hour period, in fact, for Peer at Sioux Falls Jefferson. Of course, the Governor boys will be here playing their SODAC 16 game tomorrow afternoon. That is slated for a 3 o'clock tip. It'll be here at 2:30 on River 92.7. And drgnews.com as well. Plenty to talk about when we set this one up. It's brought the pregame brought to you, of course, by the Becky Potts of the State Farm Insurance Agency in Peer. After a 3-minute break, we will come back and take a look at the SODAC 16 pairings. We'll take a look back at the Governor girls season, the way it turned out, and certainly they're playing some pretty good ball, but they'll have to keep that going. They played a difficult game here last Tuesday, did come out with a win, but we will have conversations with both head coaches when we talk about keys to success in this pregame as well, specifically about how we really don't expect the exact same kind of a game tonight. Or do we? I guess we'll find out more about that coming up in the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. That comes up in 3 minutes. We're glad to have you here. Friday Night Hoops coming up on River 92.7, your official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, and also at drgnews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pier and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
It's celebration time at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. We are working hard to get new, fresh inventory in daily. And with any vehicle purchase, roll the giant dice and take home gift certificates to local businesses. We appreciate you and want to help you find your next vehicle. Beck-Motors.com, 224-5912.
We're making a great deal better, oh, every day. We're making a great deal better.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Peer Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, go Govs.
Welcome back to Jefferson High, the place that still has that new high school smell. Sioux Falls Jefferson playing host to the Peer Governor girls in the SODAC 16 tonight. I'm Brian Oakland, looking forward to this one as we broadcast this one from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. We're set up on the track that goes around the upper level of this gym floor here at Jefferson High. That'll be our Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Thanks to the men and women of the Sheriff's Office for all that they do. And to all first responders here. As we originate and, the broadcast from here, you've got a good look at it when you log on to drgnews.com or liveticket.tv or gogovs.live. Get a good look at this one as we are up into one of the corners here on the gym floor at Sioux Falls Jefferson, our Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. And along those lines, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, as they celebrate being a part of a team, they remind us to slow down in winter driving. Snow means slow, and buckle up, too, every trip, every time. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, they've started our 15-minute pregame, so we'll take a look at the schedule of games that are going on in the SODAC 16 a little bit later on here in this pregame, if given the opportunity, or certainly throughout the broadcast. But let's start our keys to success. The keys to success in our pregame are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. All right, with more keys to success, we're with... It's time for the keys to success with the head coach, Kirk Peabody, and the Governor girls as we get into the postseason and the second season, so to speak, but one game and you're into the state tournament. That's all it takes. Coach Peabody, a good finish to the season. Obviously, that includes a win here at Jefferson last week and maybe one of the more telling games that you've seen this season as far as finding out what your girls are made of down the stretch of what was a pretty key basketball game, and you're going to need more of that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big win for us. Girls played really well down the stretch, winning 7-8, got us back to 500, 10-10. I think that was a big accomplishment for our girls. I mean, it's been, I think, 7 years since they finished every season 500, so that's great. But obviously, you have to forget about that pretty quick and come play tonight, and it's going to be another battle. It's always tough when you play a team back-to-back like that, really close, especially a really good team like Jefferson. So I expect pretty much the same type of battle.
Pretty good offensive showing against Sioux Falls Roosevelt at home last Saturday. Is that, I think it'd be nice to get some more of that offense going here tonight against a little bit more difficult defensive team here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Two different teams, two different scenarios or, atmospheres, too. I mean, a playoff game, a lot of times you see a lot more low-scoring games, a little nervous. Defense is ratcheted up and those kind of things. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we want to score points, keep the same kind of flow that we've been going, the same kind of balance. And, honestly, it's just really about the girls continuing to have fun, play hard, play together, and, you give it your best shot, and you let the chips fall where they may.
It's always you can call it a disadvantage when you walk into a gym you're not quite so familiar with, but how important is it that you had that game here just a week ago?
I mean, it's good and bad. We know it's going to be really loud. It gets really loud in here, and we got to see some of the things they like to do or in person rather than on tape and try to simulate in practice. So, but I mean, they can say the same thing on some of that stuff. So, and it's just like I said, it's really hard to beat a really good team twice. So, that's a challenge in itself. And the girls have been dealing with challenges all year and been doing a great job.
It's really hard to see two games go exactly the same. Obviously, you hope for the same outcome, but maybe I can see where this game might not be quite so low scoring this time around.
I mean, it's really impossible to predict. I mean, the more you try to predict things, the more you're going to be surprised. So, I mean, really, we just control what we can control, play the best basketball we can, stick together, and then it's a high scoring game or a low scoring game, really doesn't matter.
All right, what needs to be better this time around against this team?
Oh, I mean, transition defense is a key, so we got to get the ball stopped. It'd be nice to shoot the ball a little bit better than we did the last time, but really just containing and the basketball, taking care of the basketball, getting good shots on the offensive end.
Yeah, I think they're bigs inside. I thought you did a pretty good job on them last time. That's got to continue.
Well, yeah, I helped that Dunn was in foul trouble. She only played about half the game. So, I mean, but there's give and take on all that stuff. There's some things that both ways, so it's not going to be the same type of game the same exact game, like you said. So, yeah, we will. We'll have to do the job on the boards, and we'll have to make sure that we stay out of foul trouble and that we contain their inside game.
Yeah, and some of the things that went well, I guess you can't really expect to be the same either. It's really all about adaptability tonight.
Yep. Yeah, next it's whoever does the next best thing, whoever can move on to the next play, whether it's good or negative, move on to the next thing and do the best you can. That's the team that'll come out with a win.
Coach, can't wait. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Pierre Governor Girls, with coaches' comments, keys to success in our pregame that are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. As we'll step aside and hear from them, we're back with Shantiva Pruitt, the head coach of Sioux Falls Jefferson. His keys to success continue next. This is Governor Basketball.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
All right, keys to success continue with the home head coach tonight, Shantiva Pruitt, of the Jefferson Cavaliers. I know, Coach, it seems like only last week that you guys met, but I guess first time meeting you here personally. But whatever the sake is, last week a great ball game between Jefferson and Pierre. You guys came up a little bit short, but you came back with a vengeance, I guess, in getting a really good victory to kind of tune up for the postseason when you took on Aberdeen Central. Everything kind of fell into place once again.
Yeah, absolutely. The last game, I was back and forth the whole entire game, and we knew that was going to, be expected because Pierre's just a great team. And, to go into Aberdeen and get that win, we got some confidence going and just continue to focus on the attitude and effort. Those are the two things we can control, and that's where our program always focuses on. So we really tuned into that that last game and this week. So
with the team that you play tonight in Pierre, in his calm last week, I think what you saw last week? Is there an awful lot of similarities between these two teams?
Yeah, honestly, I always say it's kind of looking in the mirror with them, just with the lineup size and, you know, players and how we play. It's going to be, I think, a really good game. It's going to be a game that's up and down, and I'm excited for that. My girls are excited for it, and I think it's going to be in a good environment to be in here at Jefferson, so we're excited about it tonight.
Did you feel last week that it was a game of missed opportunities on your part? I know there was a lot of points in the paint, maybe went unscored, so to speak, and you feel like you probably had that game in given a couple of different circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, the game of basketball always comes down to possessions. You know, it's not one exact one towards the end. It's those little things that add up. You know, those little turnovers, the missed shots, the missed lockouts. And so, you know, our focus tonight is to just do those little fundamental things and be sound in that and value the possessions that we have. And, you know, like I said, just get on that effort part of it and hopefully like where we're sitting at in this game. So I'm excited to get going.
Certainly, same could be said maybe for the other guys too. What do you feel that you'll need to do a better job of in this game as opposed to last year?
I don't know if it's supposed to last week, but something that Pierre has is great shooters. You know, if you don't communicate and they get hot, they can be deadly. I mean, they got some amazing shooters. So our big thing is we're going to have to talk. We're going to have to know where shooters are and communicate and try to make them score in ways that make them uncomfortable.
I think it's key to maybe, I don't know, it's easier said than done, but you don't want to make this game bigger than it really is, do you?
You know, it's one of those things you tell them all season, take one game at a time, and now this really is take one game at a time, you know? You can't look for anything in the future. It's win or go home at this point. And so that's where every minute, every second, every quarter, it's got to be like you're playing as hard as you can for that possession because you might not get the last. That's how you got to play the whole entire game. So hopefully our girls are ready to have that mentality and that mindset and get after it tonight.
You've played in a lot of big games in your career. Is that the advice? Or do you have anything else to tell the girls tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as much as you want to tell them it's just another game, it's a big game. You know, nerves are going to be there. Excitement's going to be there, both good and bad things. And it's just, you know, channeling that energy and those nerves into a good thing to motivate you and realize you're going to make mistakes, but it's how you react to those mistakes. You know, a mistake doesn't define you, but it's how you handle yourself and respond to it afterwards.
All right. Any other keys to success tonight?
Nope. That probably, I think, sums it up. So, hopefully it's just a good game.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Shantava Pruitt, former Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School standout back in the 90s and the glory days of Sioux Falls Roosevelt. I think she probably played in the 2000s. She's still quite a bit younger than me, I'll tell you that. We've got great coaches here. Our thanks to them for keys to success. And coaches' comments are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Our pregame continues in 2 minutes. We'll give you the starting lineups coming up. In fact, actually, we've only got a couple of minutes to go in our pregame countdown. Let's do the starting lineups here, and then we'll take a break after that. Starting lineups are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. You know the Governors with Ryan Berry, up and coming, 5'7" sophomore, running most of the point. Remington Price, the shooter, the 5'6" junior. Laney Stevens, the senior, at 5'5". On the outside, hoping to put some big shots down as well. And the bigs in the middle got to be big tonight. Reese Terwilliger, who played an outstanding first half 10 days ago. She is a 5'11 sophomore. Avery Kaiser, 5'10 and a junior. Only 6 points for Avery last Tuesday. I think if the Governors get more out of her, advantage Pierre, if that's the case here tonight. The backcourt with Price, Stevens, and Berry. The front court with Terwilliger and Kaiser, of course. Sydney Tedrill, Lennox Dupree, a forward, and a guard off the bench. Maya Shorter may come in for some big minutes tonight as well. For head coach Kirk Bebout, the 10-10, Pierre Governors, the 9 seed in the SODAC 16, assisted by Carice Blanchette, Nicole Roth, and Jeff Schleckaway. Envirotech, we'll hear from them, and they'll the Envirotech starters for the home team, the Jefferson Cavaliers, coming back after this in Governor Basketball.
Envirotech and Peer is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided. Earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or more depending upon experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 20 years and is looking for somebody to join their team. If you're energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech today, 224-4804, or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Envirotech starting lineups for the hometown team, the Jefferson Cavaliers here in Sioux Falls, and the same lineup that we saw in that game last week. Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington is a 5'4" sophomore in the backcourt. Sierra Watkins, a good one, running the point at 5'6", and a junior. And also three forwards, well, the third guard, Talia Hayes at 5'7". She is a senior. Good forwards up front. Morgan Whiting, a 5'10" senior in the middle. Jaden Dunn, one to watch, a 6-foot sophomore for Jefferson, with McGovern-Harrington, Watkins, and Hayes, the guards, Whiting and Dunn up front. Off the bench, they will bring in people like Cassidy Larson, and for some guard play, Ella Silvernail, a forward, and Nancy Peter, a big body forward up front as well for Sioux Falls. Jefferson, the eighth seed, also 10-10, and their head coach, Shantiva Pruitt. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Envirotech. Let's take a two-minute break, and we're back with more.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
We're back at Sioux Falls. Jefferson High, as the starting lineups will be announced on the floor just in time. The Peer Governor boys basketball team walks in to help support the girls in this one. The boys will be here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with the tip-off at a 2:30 pregame here on River 92.7. We've given you the starting lineups in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. Let's give it the other starting lineup, the naming of tonight's law on the court, the game officials licensed by and assigned by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate this SODAC 16 high school basketball game. Tonight's game officials are Andrew Gross, Aaron Cavistro, and Kurt Skokstad. Thanks to them for doing what is very oftentimes a thankless job in officiating high school sports. It is Andrew Gross, Aaron Cavistro, Kurt Skokstad, tonight's law on the court. They're brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. We'll hear from them, and we tip it off with our ComTech opening tip coming up next. You're listening to Peer Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, and live streaming through drgnews.com.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
ComTech opening tip still a couple of minutes away here. Brian Oakland along with Caleb Brozek here at side to do video streaming with live ticket. And that is available, as we mentioned, through drgnews.com and the DRG News app, which is downloadable and brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino for iPhones and Androids. Looking forward to good things coming up here tonight. This is one of eight games going on in AA girls basketball, some of them already underway. We'll get scores a little bit later on. This is the 8-9 seed game. The winners of all eight of these games move on to the state basketball tournament for Class AA next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, out in Rapid City. There will be no reseeding depending on the winners of this one, so we already know that the winner of this game would play the winner of number 1 Sioux Falls Washington against number 16 Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That game underway across town at Washington High. The bottom half of the bracket for the state tournament has number 2 O'Gorman hosting number 15 Yankton, and also number 7 Sioux Falls Lincoln playing host to a struggling Mitchell Colonel squad. Out west, Rapid City Stevens, who is the 4 seed, is playing number 13 Brookings, and Rapid City Central hosting number 5, is the 5 seed rather, they host number 12 Watertown. And also in the Metro, the 3rd seed Brandon Valley hosting number 14 Spearfish, and in Huron at the arena tonight, it's Tigers Huron hosting Harrisburg. Those are the girls games in the SODAC 16. And again, scores coming up here tonight a little bit later on. Let's give you a check of the boys bracket with the SODAC 16. Tomorrow, unbeaten Sioux Falls Roosevelt, who had a tough one against the Governor boys last Saturday. They are hosting number 16 Sturgis. That is a 5 o'clock start time tomorrow. Aberdeen Central, the 8th seed, will host number 9 Yankton at 6 o'clock in Aberdeen. Number 2 O'Gorman plays host to Huron at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at O'Gorman High, and number 7 Sioux Falls Lincoln hosting number 10 Brandon Valley. That'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow. On the other half of the bracket, the 4 seed Harrisburg, 13-7, hosting number 13 Spearfish. Number 5 is Mitchell in the Corn Palace, hosting Rapid City Stevens at 5 o'clock tomorrow. That game in Harrisburg at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Washington High is the 3rd seed. They'll host Watertown at 1. And, of course, the Jefferson Cavaliers, the number 6 seed, hosting the Pierre Governors tomorrow. The Govs are the 11 seed, and that'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, our pregame at 2:30. Well, that'll be bring an end to our Becky Potsdamer State Farm pregame show from the Potsdamer State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. Avery Kaiser will jump center against Jaden Dunn for Sioux Falls Jefferson on our ComTech opening tip in a very loud Sioux Falls Jefferson High School gym is up. And it's controlled by Kaiser and Ryan Berry and the Governor girls, who are in road black once again with the green numbers, white trim. They'll move from left to right or far court to near as you watch this one. Laney Stevens fakes the pass, fires a 3. That's up no good, but an offensive rebound down to Avery Kaiser. It's taken away, though, on the steal and going the other way. And Sierra Watkins will drive and score for the first basket of the game. So a turnover turned into points just like that. And Jefferson striking first. Here's Dunn hounding Berry as she picks up her dribble. Berry gets it back from Remington Price. Kaiser going to drive and challenge, and she can't get the ball to fall in the right direction. But Avery will get her own rebound. Took it away from Watkins. Kicks out a three ball up top. No good. Here's another chance for Price. And we'll scoop it up and in. Remy Price with a pretty bucket. And we're tied at 2-2. Good bucket there. Price took that rebound on the run. And she sliced around a defender and scooped it up and in. She controls those scoops very well, especially for a smaller player. Watkins sets it up for the Cavaliers on the other end of the floor, right to left. Jefferson and Holm White with the gold numbers and trim. A short attempt here on the right baseline. Shot up no good for Talia Hayes, but we've got players from both teams going for the basketball, and the Governors are going, I didn't think so. I thought that was going to be off of here, but everybody started heading the other way. It still will remain Jefferson basketball. Seven left on the shot clock as Hayes did not draw iron. They'll push the pass up to Harrington. Back inside. Dunn scoops. Loses her balance as Kaiser fell away from that. That went up no good. And here come the Governors. Speeding across the timeline is Berry. Setting it up to Price. Right side, near side. Inside it goes to Terwilliger. She'll kick it out. Stevens for three. That one will be short off of the front of the rim, and Terwilliger going for a rebound, going to be called for the first foul of this contest. I believe it was Hayes that ran it down. Governor's already with four rebounds in this game, three of them on the offensive end, but we remain tied at 2-2. 6:10 to go, quarter number one, just underway as the winner moves on to the state basketball tournament next weekend. We've got other basketball games going on DRG Media Group stations, most of them right in Central South Dakota. We'll get you an update on a couple of those momentarily, but I believe it was Laney Stevens here challenging the entry pass underneath, and Laney going to pick up a foul, denying Morgan Whiting an easy basket, though. The inbound comes to Aaliyah McGovern-Carrington, but now it's a steal here on the pass by Avery Kaiser. The Governors will take it back. 2-2, Berry stops her dribble and then is induced into a travel as Sierra Watkins is up in her kitchen a little bit. Jefferson crowd letting her know what she can and cannot do. We got a big peer crowd here to watch both basketball games. It doesn't happen very often, but you've got Peer and Jefferson. Two games, back-to-back days, one girls, one boys game, and both here at Jefferson High. Ooh, and a soft foul here as Kaiser tries to pound the point guard, McGovern-Harrington. Governor's going to pick up their third team foul. This will be the first for Avery Kaiser. Another fresh shot clock here. Throwing in from the far side will be Watkins. She'll get it into Hayes. And back to Watkins to set things up. Sierra Watkins, who Coach Kirk Bebout mentioned last Tuesday, might be their best player overall. Here's the super sophomore, Jaden Dunn. Back to Watkins, looking to drive left side, and there will be a blocking foul called on the Governors. Avery Kaiser a little bit in disbelief. I think this was a pretty good call. She stood her ground, but she got there just a little bit late. Wasn't a lot of contact as Watkins did bounce off. She'll get two shots at the free throw line as well. Important foul for Peer as Kaiser picks up her second personal. Watkins no good. Off the back iron on the first of two. As Avery Kaiser will have to check out, Sydney Tedrow will get an early entrance here with 5:13 to play. And Lennox Dupree also on for the first time in place of Laney Stevens for Pierce. Still tied 2-2. Watkins will try to get the second of two to fall. From the line, this young lady dribbles the basketball 12 times. I counted them when I watched the replay of last week's game. But she gets in a rhythm, got her second one to go. First point for Watkins, it's 3-2. Jefferson as the Governors break the press, and Sydney Tedrow will be fouled. And the Jefferson crowd won't appreciate this one, but Talia Hayes will pick up an infraction here, the first Jefferson foul. Governors broke the press. Terwilliger's bounce pass to Tedrow might have been a little bit slow, otherwise I think Tedrow was able to get this one down, but she'll shoot a pair, the first one, no good. Off the back of the rim. Governors trailing by a point with 5:06 to go here. First quarter already. A handful of whistles, though. Second free throw also. Off the back iron for Tedrow. No good. Jefferson rebounds. They lead 3-2. 3 minutes gone by here, and now a lot of contact, and we will have a foul this time. I don't think we had so many whistles, especially not early in the game, the last time these two teams played 10 days ago. You get used to the scoreboard here, figuring out who picks up fouls here for the Governors. Doesn't matter right now. The inbound comes for the Cavaliers. They'll get it over to the wing, and Talia Hayes will fire a three. That misses everything long, and another foul here on the rebound as McGovern-Harrington catches the miss on the fly. And another hold, this one going to Ryan Berry. It'll be team foul number 6 for the Governors. We're not even 4 minutes into this game. Hayes wants another three attempt here. That one also too strong. Through the hands of Price, though, and kept alive by McGovern-Harrington. Hayes has it again, fakes the pass, drives right side. The layup comes up short, though, as Strwilliger is down with a rebound. Here come the Governors. Still 3-2, Jefferson, and a slow start for both teams. Strwilliger at the right elbow to Tedrow. Got an open lane, left side, can't get the layup, but she will get a foul. And this one will go to Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington, her first personal. Team foul number 2 for Jefferson. Here, as mentioned, already with 6. The Governor's really going to have to be careful and adjust to the way this game is being officiated. We can tell that early on. As Tedrow gets the first free throw, we're tied at 3-3. Second one for Sid is also good, and the Governors will take the lead back at 4-3. Watkins quickly across. McGovern-Harrington shoots a three-pointer. No good. Backside rebound pulled down by Tedrow. Jefferson 0 for 3 from long range. That's something they struggled with last week as well. Didn't hit a lot from outside the arc. Lennox Dupree here. Thought about it. Gives it to Berry. She'll fire a three. That's halfway down and back out. Tedrow with the offensive rebound and then is cleanly blocked on her attempt to put it back up, and a good play defensively here for Jaden Dunn, who will induce a jump ball. Tedrow tried to go up with it. Tough break for Ryan Berry. That one again rattling in and out. Pierre 0 for 4 from outside the arc. When somebody gets hot, this game complexion may change a little bit, but so far still just 4-3. As Talia Hayes sets it up, she'll hand off to Watkins, and we got an offensive foul and a moving screen here. Presumably the one at the top of the key for Morgan Whiting. We'll see the official call. That is the case. Morgan Whiting with her first. Team foul number 3. Just the second turnover for the Cavaliers, and we'll get our first substitution for Jefferson. This is Cassidy Larson, a 5'4 junior. On for the first time. Jefferson with some man pressure. Watkins against Dupree. Behind the back, Lennox gets it across the timeline. Gives off to Remy Price. Price to Terwilliger inside. Tedrow outside. Now over to Berry. Putting it in motion. Back to Tedrow. Open from 18 in the left baseline. That one will dance across, and Dunn will control the rebound. Good look for Tedrow. Good shot. But again, the lid closed just a little bit here on both ends of the floor. 4-3 Governors. Out of the 3:05 mark here in the first period. Whiting on the top of the key with it after taking the handoff from Watkins. Now she'll give it. Well, back to Watkins. 15 on the shot clock. A lot of movement here for Jefferson. Dunn up top. Larson fires a three. That one in and out. No good. Dupree comes to take the rebound. Wants to move. Lennox 2-on-2 up ahead. And she fed Terwilliger a little too far. Actually a pretty good pass, but Terwilliger had to slow up because the end line was getting there, and then it'll be kicked out of bounds by a trailing Lady Cavalier. Stays with the Governors as Tedrow checks out, and Avery Kaiser with two early fouls back in for the Govs. Dupree inbounds. She finds Berry up on the top. Steps back into the half circle. No shot available. Hands it off to Dupree. Now to Price. Near side on the right wing. Remy wants to drive the floater up. No good. Contact, but this time no call, and we'll head the other way. Taken down by Larson. The Jefferson fans liking the ankle breaker. Now Avery Kaiser with another foul called here on the drive by Whiting, and Kaiser in some deep trouble. Third personal for Avery Kaiser. Last week in the matchup here, it was Jaden Dunn, the super sophomore for Jefferson, who picked up some early fouls and didn't get to play much in that one. Kaiser with her third, and she will check out after Whiting hits the first of two. Ties us up at 4-4 against 2:24 to go. We're in the first. Just underway, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the state of South Dakota, reminding us, don't drink and drive. Listening to Peer Governor Basketball and watching it at drgnews.com. We're River 92.7 KGFX FM Peer, a member of DRG Media Group, the official voice of Peer Governor Sports. I'm Brian Oakland. Second free throw was missed by Whiting. We remain tied at 4-4. Jefferson trying to work it inside, but Berry will tip a pass, and it'll be taken away by the Governors. Up ahead here to Remy Price, and now Jaden Dunn will tip her pass and take it away. Right to left the other way. Jaden Dunn lays it up and in, and the Cavaliers take the lead back at 6-4. And now another backcourt steal here by Sierra Watkins. So down to the 1:35 mark, suddenly the Jefferson defense starting to dictate things here in the first quarter. This is Talia Hayes leaning in, up no good. On the shot attempt, Sydney Tedrow down with a rebound. And the Governors get it back, but dangerous pass in front of that Jefferson bench taken in by Berry. Skip it the other way. Now inside Tedrow, might have traveled with it, but the shot is up and good. And the feed from Dupree on the top of the key. Now a whistle will be called, and this one taken by the Governors. Sydney Tendrill with the bucket. We are tied 6-6. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Peer. We're back with more Peer Governor postseason basketball.
Hi, I'm Stephen Webb, and I work at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota here in Pierre. I want all of us to buy local, not just because I work at a local business, but because I know when I buy local, I just help someone else who lives here in Pierre. My local purchases and your local purchases provide for all of us. They pay for someone's wages, their bills, their kids' clothes, and these are incredibly important things. That's why I buy local, and I hope you do too.
Show your love for local in person or online at peerarea.shopwhereilive.com.
Out of the Governor timeout, their first called in this game. Other games going on. Halftime scores in Fort Pierre. The Stanley County Buffaloes leading Chamberlain 22-17. That game on KGFX AM with David Burrow. In Presho, Lyman had a 26-25 lead over Phillip in a Region 7B semifinal game on KPLO FM. After the Governors knock a first inbound pass away, they'll get the next one in, and Celia Hayes drives the length of the court and puts a left-hander up and good. As we enter the final minute of quarter number one, here comes Terwilliger driving off the glass, no good. Lainey Stevens underneath just got hammered, but an offensive rebound, and she floats it back up and in. Big bucket for Stevens, one of the smaller players on the court. As we tie again at 8-8, four ties and three lead changes so far here in a low-scoring first quarter, 30 seconds to go. Dunn on the wing, tries to lob it inside, and here will be a foul as Elise Christofferson comes in. She came in that timeout, AC with a big steal, and she gets undercut from there, and this will be a Jefferson foul. Peer fans initially didn't like the call until it was actually made, and a good call at that. Team foul number four for the Cavaliers, and this one goes to Talia Hayes, her second. The Governor's inbound with the shot clock off again. Avery Kaiser, if you're just joining us, already with three personals here in the first half, will have to sit for much of the rest of this first half to play. Terwilliger outside, Christofferson for three. I thought that one was online, but it is a little bit short. And Sierra Watkins comes in to take the rebound. Up ahead we go, 5 seconds left. Watkins driving, layup too easy for the Jefferson Cavaliers. That's how the first quarter will come to an end. The Governor's kind of cleared out there, and Watkins able to take it the distance to put the Cavs up 10-8 on our Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the end of one quarter of play. Gales Gas Service in Pierre. 10-8 Jefferson. Will take a 60-second timeout. Back for quarter number two. You're listening to Pierre Governor Postseason Basketball.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. The 2017 and 18 Pierre Governor football teams will go down as two of the finest Pierre has ever put on the field. Both squads made it to the state championship game under head coach Steve Steele, and both squads won. The Governor's beating Harrisburg in 2017 and Huron in 2018. The 2017 and 18 Pierre Governor football teams, two of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pierre.
Back at Jefferson High, who are we kidding? The 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 Governor teams are five of Pierre's finest, and the Governor girls get a good start to the second quarter, as well as Reese Terwilliger able to put one up and in from the right side. Reese with her first field goal. We're at 10-10. Welcome back to Jefferson High here, west side of Sioux Falls. Cassidy Larson to the free throw line. Shot up and in for Ella Silvernail off the glass and good. And now Larson gets a backcourt takeaway. That's about the third, maybe the fourth time already that Jefferson has stolen a pass before the Governors get it to half court. That press is causing some problems. Jefferson leading by 2, 12-10. Larson on the move, pushes one up from 12 on the run, no good. Terwilliger with the rebound from the backside. Now up ahead, left to right. The Governor's in black. Work it around the perimeter. Sidney Tedrow still in for Avery Kaiser, out with three fouls. Sid on the move, penetrates, kicks it out. Price. Now Berry to Terwilliger, going back inside. Terwilliger off the glass is good again. Two in a row, and if the Governors have any doubts of what they need offensively right now, you just saw it, two trips in a row. Reese Terwilliger got to pick it up inside, and so far so good here in the second quarter. 12-12, a Jefferson 30-second timeout is brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling, and we'll be back in a tie ball game early second period on River 92.7.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Back at Jefferson High, Shantiva Pruitt trying to sort some things out for her Cavaliers. Gets her point guard back in there, Aaliyah McGovern-Arrington. Pass goes into Watkins, who will drive too strong. Dunn on the backside with an offensive putback, but that's no good either. She got that one caught under the underside of the backboard. Terwilliger picks up the rebound, but now from behind, Watkins will get a steal. Another steal here for Jefferson. They'll try to set it up again. We're tied 12-12 as we come down to the six-minute mark here in the second period. Dunn inside. There's Silvernail down to the corner. McGovern-Harrington to Dunn again. No dribbling until Watkins drives left baseline. The left-handed floater is up and good. Good player. 5'6" junior. Sierra Watkins was 7 so far, and she's got half of the Cavalier output to this point. 14-12. We're in the second with 5:45 to go. Governors move it in and out. Tedrow firing a three, no good. Terwilliger there for an offensive rebound, but her putback will not go. And heading the other direction off of a Morgan Whiting rebound. Governors struggling just a little bit here, but I think if they play it a little more patiently on offense, things may start to fall in place. Tip and a takeaway. It's Ryan Berry with her second steal of the game, pushing it up ahead. Price is open for three, and that one too strong. Everybody missing threes so far here in this one, as Jaden Dunn will collect the rebound And there go the Cavaliers the other way. 5 minutes to play, first half. Watkins stops at the right elbow, finds Silvernail on the wing in front of the Governor bench. He'll retool back up top again. Here's McGovern Harrington to Watkins. 15 on the shot clock. And done. Too far. It was Price who had to save it into the hands of Terwilliger. Now loose ball picked up by Perry. Governor's with a fortunate bounce. Have it back on the offensive. Terwilliger looking to drive. Kicks out Tedrow. Got to drive baseline. Back to Terwilliger, and the shot is blocked. Loose basketball. Terwilliger sitting down has it, and so too does Jefferson. And the Cavaliers have the possession arrow. Jaden Dunn with another block. That's two in a row for Jaden Dunn. As she looks like she, well, no, looks like she was going to come out, but she was just going to inbound. She has to come to the end line. It's Morgan Whiting checking out for the Cavs. Talia Hayes back on here, 4:20 to go, second period. Jefferson still leading, 14-12. Hayes with it, left side up top. She'll get it back from Silvernail. Now Ella Silvernail with McGovern Harrington. Diminutive guard here. There's a tip by Lennox Dupree going for a steal, but Harrington comes down with it. 10 on the shot clock. Jefferson may have to hurry, but Watkins pushes a three up, and oh my goodness. She'll hit that one, and right now Sioux Falls Jefferson relying on their top player, Sierra Watkins, with a three ball down, and that's the biggest lead for either team so far. Pump fake here, and a foul will be called as Terwilliger gets done. The body up on that one, and Jaden Dunn, who was in foul trouble last week in the meeting between these two teams, picks up her first personal here. It's Avery Kaiser, the one in foul trouble for the Governors. So Williger to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one, too strong, no good. I think the jitters are still there, especially for both teams trying to shoot from the perimeter. The Governors so far are 0 for 7 from outside the arc. Watkins hit the first one in 5 tries for Jefferson a moment ago. 17-12, home team. Terwilliger will get a lane violation here, but she won't need it. She makes the second one. Reese is 5 in the second period. 17-13, Govs back within 4. Reese kind of comes set when she shoots free throws. A lot of people jump on that. Jefferson did, but Wiggy still made that one. Cassidy Larson in for Jefferson. Here's McGovern Harrington on the move, challenging around and up and under. Terwilliger, the shot no good, but it's kept alive by Whiting. Now Larson for three is good. Cassidy Larson on a second chance bucket for Sioux Falls Jefferson, and now she'll get a steal. Pass was too slow from Price. She takes it away from Dupree. Cassidy Larson with 5 in a row. And we've got a whistle and a Governor timeout here as Sioux Falls Jefferson has opened up a 9-point lead with 2:54 to go in the second period. We'll take a full timeout here, 60 seconds, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling and Beer. Get a Coke and be back in a minute. This is Governor Postseason Basketball.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Oahe Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Jefferson High, it's the defense turning points, turning turnovers into points for Jefferson that has them rolling here. As they are on a 12-5 run so far in the second quarter. And they lead 22-13 over the Pierre Governors. Lennox Dupree setting things up. The Govs will continue to work it inside. It's a Williger, but she'll kick it back out to Berry. She'll step inside the arc here, looking to get a 17-footer down, and will not do it. And Jaden Dunn, down with it, might have just traveled, but we'll head the other direction. Unless Dunn put that on the floor, and I didn't see it. Doesn't matter. 2:20 to go. Here's Dunn at the free throw line. We'll find Watkins in the corner. Now Whiting up to McGovern-Harrington, and Aaliyah's shot no good. So Williger will rebound the miss from the top of the key. On the move, Price, another scoop. Can't get that one to go, and there's Dunn tipping the rebound to herself. Price had a scoop earlier, still stuck on 2 points, but Jefferson pushing the issue up ahead and will lose a pass out of bounds, and the Governors will get it back with just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Governors trailed 10-8 at the end of one. They had 4 quick points here in the second period, but still stuck on 5. 6 minutes plus into quarter number 2. They could really use a basket here. Lennox Dupree looking for space. She'll be given space, and she'll hit with her heels on the 3-point line. Lennox Dupree with her first basket of the night, her first shot attempt. Dupree, the freshman, makes it a 7-point game, 22-15, minute and a half to go here in the first half. As the Cavs work it to McGovern-Harrington, finds Dunn at the free throw line. Now Cassidy Larson wants another three. This one no good. It'll miss off the right side and out of bounds. Larson struggled with her 3-point shot last Tuesday when the Governors won here 43-40. But she hit a big one a moment ago and then had a steal and a breakaway layup and a 5-point flurry. Now wanting another one. This is Watkins. Dupree's pass taken away. Watkins will score on the other end. The Governors telegraphing their offense a little too much here as Watkins has her 4th steal already in this game. 24-15, back to a 9-point Jefferson lead. Price to Dupree. Larson was about ready to jump that route. Here's Tedrow down to the baseline. They'll work it back out around the perimeter, and Watkins again. Well, she saves this one, but it's into the backcourt. Dupree able to run it down, and the shot clock reset. That shouldn't have happened, and the official going to stop play here to get the shot clock back in on the Governor's possession, and now they've already put 17 seconds back. We have 33 seconds to go in the first half. 24-15 Jefferson, as Dupree will take the inbound. Lennox across to Berry, gets it back top of the key. Jefferson, one of the better defensive teams that the Governors have played in the 7 out of 8 that they won down the stretch. Here's Tedrow open, and it's up and good. Sweet pass from Lennox Dupree. Sydney Tedrow with her 2nd basket. In fact, she has 6 points. Adding a couple of free throws in there, playing in place of Avery Kaiser on the bench with 3 fouls early in this game. 4 seconds here. McGovern-Harrington for 3. That's off the mark. No good, and no rebound as we will go to halftime. We're on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Jefferson with that flurry leading the Pierre Governors by a touchdown. It's 24-17. The scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Use their budget plan and keep full service and stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. Our halftime from Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, comes up next. This is Pierre Governor postseason basketball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved.
Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gator's Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls. Jefferson here at our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Break. You find Leiden and Associates in the Northridge Plaza in Pierre. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play, and the Governors seem a little bit jittery as Sioux Falls Jefferson, compared to last Tuesday, stepping up their defensive game here tonight, and they've been able to take some steals into break, turn some steals into breakaway layups, and that's kind of one of the biggest differences in this game. Right now, the Governor's suffering through 10 turnovers so far in this game, and unofficially, 8 of them are steals by the, the Cavaliers, who have stepped up the quickness. They've stepped up their defense a little bit here so far. Jefferson led 10-8 at the end of one quarter, but a 14-9 advantage in quarter number two has the Cavaliers up by 7 at this point. Biggest lead so far has been 9. Governor's struggling on the floor, 7 of 21 overall, but nothing out of 7 to this point from outside the arc, and just 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Governor's with Avery Kaiser, 3 fouls in the first quarter, did not play at all in that second period. Sydney Tedrow, the 5'8 junior, comes in, picks up a little bit of the slack as she leads Pierre right now with 6 points. Reese Terwilliger has 5. She scored all of those in the second period. And again, Terwilliger had a huge first half last Tuesday. Going to need more of that, especially with the strong inside presence the rest of the second half coming up. Lennox Dupree, Laney Stevens, and Remington Price, of all people, held to 2 points each in this first half. For Sioux Falls Jefferson, as they shoot 10 of 26 on the floor overall, 2 of 9 from outside the arc, but 2 big threes from Watkins and from Cassidy Larson, helping us spearhead the movement for the Cavaliers to get some breathing room in this one. And a 2-for-4 effort from the free throw line for Jefferson. Sierra Watkins, a 5'6 junior, has 12 points so far, half of the team's effort and output to this point. Cassidy Larson with 5 points. She scored those all in a row to help widen that gap. Talia Hayes, Ella Silvernail, Jaden Dunn with 2 each, Morgan Whiting with 1 for Jefferson. Pierre has a rebounding advantage, 16-12 overall, with Reese Terwilliger pulling down 6 to lead. And the Governors have 6 offensive rebounds compared to 3 for the Cavs. But That hasn't turned into second chance points so much for Peer. And again, 10 turnovers for the Governors compared to 6 for Jefferson, a 4-2 advantage in the assist column to Peer. But the scoreboard still reading 24-17 Cavaliers. Governors are already out. Let's take a 2-minute break and we'll come back, check scores in postseason basketball when we return with more of our Leiden Associates halftime update. This is Peer Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
This is Andy Hubbard, Regional President for BankWest and Peer. Supporting local businesses creates jobs, opens opportunities, and builds stronger communities. Consider boosting the local economy by shopping, dining, and banking locally.
Show your love for local, in person or online, at peerarea.shopwhereilive.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back at Jefferson High in Sioux Falls, Brian Oakland here with the play-by-play, and halftime it's Jefferson on top of the Governor girls 24-17. A few games already done in Class AA, two of them here in Sioux Falls, as number 2 O'Gorman has defeated number 15 Yankton 50-25. O'Gorman is into the state tournament, so is number 1 Sioux Falls Washington after an 83-62 victory over Sioux Falls Roosevelt. And a little ways east of here, Brandon Valley has a 45-33 victory over Spearfish. So Spearfish season comes to an end. Other scores have Harrisburg leading at Huron 24-14. That's at the half. Out in Rapid City, it is Central on top of Watertown easily 29-6. That's at halftime. And Stevens leading Brookings 24-13 at intermission. Also Sioux Falls Lincoln is leading Mitchell 13-11, a low-scoring first half of play there, as they are at intermission as well. Some boys basketball scores to pass along in Class B. Lyman with a win over Phillip 55-46. Our game on KPLO-FM tonight. Also in Central South Dakota, Platte Geddes with a win 52-38 over Corsica Stickney. Lower Brule in Region 2B leading Ipswich 32-22. Timberlake up north has a lead on Lemon. And White River, the second-ranked team in Class B, leads Wall in 7B 32-16. Potter County in a good one against Falkton area, leading on KMLO-FM at the half 38-34. We'll check a lot more scores coming up a little bit later on. Winner has a win over Mobridge Pollock in Region 6A, and Stanley County leads Chamberlain with 2 minutes to go, 36-34. But we're underway in the second half as the Governor girls with the Comtech opening throw-in of period number 3. Trying to get a pass back with Laney Stevens to Remy Price, but there is Sierra Watkins to take it away. And just like a lot of the first half went, Jefferson gets a Watkins steal to start the second half on the first Peer possession. Second half throw in again, sponsoring by Comtech and Peer. Jump ball on the floor as the arrow remains with the home team here. Jefferson and home white moving left to right as you watch this one at drgnews.com or visualize if you're listening at River 92.7 or through drgnews.com. Good to have you here tonight as the Govs will tip a pass this time destined for the paint to Jaden Dunn from Talia Hayes. Dunn and Hayes, Watkins, also Morgan Whiting and Aaliyah McGovern Harrington, the starting five for the Cavaliers. Harrington takes the inbound. She gets it back to Hayes for three in the corner. Up no good. Avery Kaiser with three fouls starting the second half will come down with the rebound. Hayes missing that one despite the fact it was online. It just rattled in and out from the left wing. Here's Kaiser in the top of the key to Ryan Berry. Ryan been quiet tonight so far. Stevens open for three. That one won't go. The Governors are 0 for 8. Kaiser got to be careful on these rebounds. As McGovern Harrington coming down with it. Jefferson around the top of the key with Watkins. Berry defending to Hayes. Inside to Whiting. Outside Harrington for three. That comes up short and caught on the fly underneath. By Kaiser. Governors right to left. Berry pushes it ahead and Stevens' pass is stolen. The Governors have to be a little more sure of these passes. It hasn't happened so far here in the second half. Early going as Sierra Watkins drives from the right side and will put one up and in off the front of the rim. 26-17, matching the biggest lead of the game for the Cavaliers. It's the third time they've been up by nine. Stevens able to drive, but it looks like Whiting got a hand on it. Laney going after the rebound after Dunn pulled it down. She'll be called for the foul. That was just a good play defensively by Morgan Whiting. A clean block. Whiting has about 5 or 6 inches in height on Laney Stevens. Stevens initially had an open drive on that left side. Here's Berry going for a steal. Loose basketball. Watkins will pick it up. And then a timeout taken. And a pretty good one at that from Shantiva Pruitt, sensing a little bit of danger in that backcourt. We'll take a 30-second break with the Cavaliers here. Timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pier. And we're back in a 26-17 Cavalier lead, 2 minutes into the second half on River 92.7.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier. 2017 and 18 Pier Governor Girls Soccer are definitely two of Pier's finest. Both teams won AA state championships, the first two for the program. In 2017, the Governors beat O'Gorman. Then in a ferocious snowstorm in 2018 in Rapid City, the Governors topped Stevens 2-0. 2017 and 18 Governor Girls Soccer, two of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier.
Well, the Cavaliers saving a possession with that timeout, their second call. Both teams have spent two timeouts. Welcome back to our third quarter. 5:59 to go. Jefferson 26, the Governor girls just 17 so far. Talia Hayes setting the offense up. Here's Whiting at the free throw line. Back out to Harrington, and she will step to the free throw line and put her first field goal up and in. Jefferson really starting to get comfortable now, leading 28-17. Kaiser will drive, pull up, shot, line drive off the back of the rim in the middle of the paint. That's no good. And the rebound down again, this time to Morgan Whiting. There's Harrington, Watkins, and she'll lay another one up and in. A 6-0 start for Jefferson to begin our second half. 30-17 now. Kaiser, shot blocked, but a foul called here as McGovern Harrington will be guilty of her second personal. Leah McGovern, just a 5'4" player, but still got a hand up and blocked the shot of Avery Kaiser somewhat. Maybe wasn't tall enough to block it. She gets a little bit of the hand of Kaiser. The shot came up short. Avery, tough ball game here, and she is a little bit long on the first of two. Governors looking for their first point since halftime. Trailing by 13 now. Second one is up and good. Avery's first point, and again, three fouls in the first period. Avery spent most of that first half on the Governor bench. 12-point Jefferson lead. They have the basketball. Salia Hayes to McGovern. A tip pass as Kaiser goes for it, but Watkins beats her to it. Watkins maintaining possession here in front of the Jefferson bench. Baseline closed off. She'll find Hayes at the free throw line. Looking to back in. Back out. Watkins for three. Look out. That one up. No good. And somebody's over the back of Reese Terwilliger. That was Jaden Dunn, who will be whistled for her second personal foul. Governor's getting a break on that miss there by Watkins, who's had an awful lot of good things happening for her tonight. First foul, make it the second for Jefferson. Nope. Yeah, second foul here in the second half. Berry playing keep away, driving, and a block, but both players ending up on the floor, and Ryan Berry will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see who that was. It will be Watkins. She'll be guilty of her first. So now Ryan Berry to the stripe. I like the move there by Berry. Got to be a little bit aggressive here, I think. Maybe get to the free throw line. The Governor's overall a pretty good free throw shooting team as Berry hits the first of two. If you can use that to your advantage, then by all means. Lainey Stevens checks out. Lennox Dupree, the freshman guard, in for the first time in the second half. Berry will go two for two, and Ryan Berry has her first 2 points of the basketball game. Govs with three in a row on the board. It's 30-20. Here's Watkins as Hayes fed it across the timeline. Weaving by the Cavaliers. Talia Hayes has it again. Pushes it all the way to the corner. Back to Hayes. It comes on the perimeter swing. Up top, three ball, no good. Loose basketball pulled down by Morgan Whiting. It's an offensive rebound. And Hayes has it back again. We're down to the four-minute mark here in the third period. A lot of ball game to go, but the Governors use some defensive stops. A three ball here, and another long rebound off of the miss. Jaden Dunn pulls it down off of another miss from Hayes. Govern Harrington to Watkins. Hayes will drive this time. There's a tip by Harrington, by Kaiser, rather. Now it's McGovern Harrington for three. Third time's a charm on that possession for Sioux Falls Jefferson, all from long range. They finally get one to go. A third chance bucket. And it's 33-20. Inside goes to Williger. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Falling away. Can't get the put back, but she will go to the free throw line. My goodness. The thing about that last sequence for Sioux Falls Jefferson, it's not that the Governors weren't in position to rebound, but the rebounds, if I'm being blunt, came off of long rebounds off of, I guess, brick shots, if you really want to be blunt about it. I don't think that was necessarily the case, but you can, that kind of paints the picture. We're talking long 15, 16-foot rebounds. Here's Terwilliger making the first of two. Kirk Bebout will take a timeout before the second one, so we'll take it with him. 3:23 to go in the third. It's 33-21 Jefferson by a dozen. We're back in 60 seconds, and this Coca-Cola breaking the action. This is Governor postseason basketball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Owyhee Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Back in Sioux Falls along Marion Road in the northwestern part of town, Governor basketball brought to you in part by your Pier Sports Marketing partners as Reese Terwilliger hits the second free throw. Pier Sports Marketing sponsors including Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, and the Dairy Queen, also Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ricky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting. Also the Brittany Shufflebine Agency in Pier. Miss of a layup, but another offensive rebound for the Cavaliers. They continue to go after the loose ones here. 3 minutes to play. Now we've got a push foul. That'll go against the Governors. It looks like Terwilliger had two hands on the back of Jaden Dunn, maybe with a little bit of an extension. It wasn't much more than that. But Reese will pick up her second personal foul. Team foul number two for the Governors in the second half. And we've got another foul on the floor, and this one to Ryan Berry. Talk about how many whistles we had early on in this game. Berry with her second. The Governors, something they need to adjust to. I think they did in the second period, but again, fouls have been a big part of this basketball game, especially with Avery Kaiser being limited in the number of minutes she's been able to play in this one. So the Cavaliers on the move again. We're on the offensive. Here comes Watkins to Dunn. Down to the corner, McGovern-Harrington gets around Price, and she'll put a baseline runner up and in. McGovern-Harrington, another one who was quiet offensively in the Governor win last Tuesday. Coming up big here as Kaiser will be tripped up by Jaden Dunn, and now Dunn going to pick up her third personal foul. But McGovern-Harrington has 7 points all here in this third quarter now. Sierra Watkins has played a huge game. McGovern-Harrington's coming up big now. Cassidy Larson had a 5-point flurry in the second quarter. Right now a 13-point Jefferson lead as Dunn checks out in place of Ella Silvernail. There's a pass through the hands of Dupree. Pulled down here by Talia Hayes as she'll bring it left to right across the timeline. An unforced turnover that time by the Governors. Hayes fires a three and hits it. And again, Hayes, who tried 5 of them earlier, finally gets one to go, but the Cavaliers are really starting to get comfortable in this game. Here's Price with a long one into the paint. Terwilliger is up and good. 3 for 2 for Jefferson there, but they still lead 38-24 with the basketball. Time for the Govs to get some stops, but they really need to start getting some more offense going on the other end. Harrington to Silvernail on the right side. Back up to Hayes, near side here. Inside Watkins, outside McGovern-Harrington. There is another one. 2 in a row for Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington. Then Jefferson opens up a 17-point lead. They led by 7 at halftime. Now a 10-point advantage here in the third period. Kaiser runs a loose basketball down, but she's going to travel with it. She might have gotten a little nudge from behind. Nope, actually a timeout was called, so the Governors are going to get to keep this possession, but the fourth timeout called by Kirk Bebout with a 1:10 to go, third period. We're back at 30 seconds in this Coca-Cola timeout. This is Pierre Governor Basketball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Well, the Governors still have the possession here, but only one timeout to use in the last 9 minutes of this game left at their disposal. Laney Stevens will check in out of the break. Takes the inbound, gets it back into Terwilliger. Her pass back to Berry is stolen by Sierra Watkins. Sierra with the left hand up, no good, but a foul called here to Ryan Berry. It is not going the Governor's way here tonight, like it did last week. Pierre won that game 43-40. That game, I don't think, featured either team with more than about a 6-point lead. Pierre led at halftime by 6, 27-21 that evening. But here, Jefferson opened up a 9-point lead in the second period. They've extended that here in the third, right now leading by 17. The first free throw missed by Watkins. The second free throw is good. And Sierra Watkins with a 5-point quarter. She has 17 points. And this one, actually, they've got her for 20 on the board. Maybe I've missed a 3-point shot. Go with 20. And there's Watkins with another steal. These bounce passes by the Governors. I think Jefferson just knows exactly what the Governors want to do when they're on the offensive end of the floor. Here's Larson for three from the left wing. That's no good. Off the front of the rim. Kaiser pulls down a rebound. Avery up the floor is going to have it tipped away and out of bounds. Here we'll keep it at the scorer's table and inbound from there with 28 seconds to go here in the third period. 42-24, an 18-point Jefferson lead. Berry takes the inbound from Stevens at the center court stripe. Here's Kaiser to Stevens. Kaiser at the left elbow. Gets around Whiting, and there's a foul. Kaiser couldn't get the scoop to go. Nice move. A little bit of bad luck, but Avery will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. While Kaiser shoots, I'm just going to throw this out there. The Governors have had a few ball games this year where they have trailed big in games to some pretty good teams, mind you, like Brandon Valley and like Bismarck. And here has had some big second-half comebacks. They're going to need one of those tonight. Let's not count them out just yet. Kaiser has the first one home. The second free throw is also good. She has 3 for 4 from the line here in the third period. Those are her 3 points. Governors need a defensive stop for the last 10 seconds here in the third. McGovern Harrington gets around Kaiser. She'll shoot from the left baseline. Again, no good. Stevens with the rebound. 3-2, and McGovern Harrington will knock it away. It's out of bounds as our third quarter comes to an end. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Jefferson Cavaliers continue to dominate. For now, it's 42-26. Your score on the scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. We're back in 60 seconds. Quarter number 4, somebody's season on the line when we come back with more Pier Governor postseason basketball on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier Fort Pier area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, we're back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, an 18-9 advantage for the Cavaliers, extending a 7-point halftime lead to 16 here as we begin the fourth quarter. The Governors on the opening possession send it inside to Reese Terwilliger. Shot up a little bit short from the right corner, from the right block. And the rebound down to Morgan Whiting. And the Cavaliers, Whiting has it inside, but will travel with it. Good job by Terwilliger defensively to induce what ends up being the first turnover by the Cavaliers here in the second half. And that's in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Cavs with some man pressure. McGovern Harrington against Berry. Shantiva Pruitt reaching hands up defense. Govs get it across from right to left. Here comes Laney Stevens on the move, but Jaden Dunn and Morgan Whiting close off the baseline. Now Kaiser has it at the free throw line. She'll drive and score. Left side layup good for Avery Kaiser. Her first field goal of the night. 5 for Avery with a minute gone in the fourth quarter. 42-28. A good start to the quarter for the Governors. Keep in mind their comeback potential. What they have shown a few times this year. Here's Hayes inside. Good job defensively, and Kaiser will get put to the floor in a rebounding attempt off of the miss of Talia Hayes. Kaiser, another rebound there. 6:48 to go. Second personal. as the Governors will get it back. And we've got, oh, that is a buzzer comes from the scorer's table as they're on the spot. That is the seventh team foul for Sioux Falls Jefferson. By the way, the third personal for Morgan Whiting. She and Jada Dunn both out there with three. Of course, Kaiser, who had three in the first period, still out there. Ryan Berry with three as well. It'll be Kaiser at the stripe to shoot a one and one. By the way, the Governor foul number sitting at four. Couple to give before Jefferson is into the bonus. Kaiser hits the first one. She'll earn another. 42-29. As Avery Kaiser will fire again from the stripe. This one a little tentative and short. And a good layoff here. On the rebound pulled down by Whiting. A layoff by Reese Terwilliger. Sierra Watkins misses a layup. She was given an open lane but put it up a little too strong. Kaiser rebounds. Berry the other way is good with a layup. And look out. Here come the Governors. Maybe. Not getting ahead of ourselves yet, but Pierre back within 11 now. 42-31, the first five of the quarter to Pierre. 6:15 to play. Hayes on the right wing, near side, gets around Stevens, and Kaiser comes up with a big defensive swat. Out of bounds, it'll go. Still be Jefferson basketball. It's Aaliyah Hayes with a discussion with the official. Something, but she'll inbound off the right side of the lane. Underneath, and finds Whiting, and there's a foul on Kaiser. Kaiser just didn't see Morgan Whiting. Whiting takes that inbound and puts it up. Shot no good, but she'll go to the free throw line, and most importantly for the Governors, Avery Kaiser with her fourth personal foul. That's at the 6:08 mark of quarter number four. And I think it's just, you can't bring Avery Kaiser out of this game. Whiting hits a free throw, she'll get another. Kaiser's actually starting to play pretty well here of late in this game. Second one for Whiting is in and out. No good as Terwilliger will collect the rebound. Here right to left, and now a Berry push will be a foul here on the near side. That after yet another Sierra Watkins steal in the backcourt. Here has not solved Sierra Watkins offensively or defensively tonight, especially on the defensive end. Now Ryan Berry with four personal fouls. She didn't like the call, but I think that was a pretty good call here right down in front of us. Remington Price defending on Aaliyah McGovern Harrington. Remy looking for a steal. It's into the backcourt, still going after the basketball. Remy trying to step up her defense because her offense has been non-existent tonight. There's another foul, and this is on Kaiser, and she just got disqualified from the game. And Avery Kaiser is out of this one. She just can't believe it. Avery can't buy a break. This is a soft foul, to say the least. All she's trying to do is play a little defense, and Sierra Watkins will go to the free throw line. Avery Kaiser going to be pretty upset here. Very emotional as she checks out. Sydney Tedrow is in. Watkins will get two from the line. And again, we talked about it early in this game. A lot of whistles early on. The Governors are going to have to adjust. Jefferson does too to an extent, but Kaiser just could not buy a break here tonight. Watkins misses the first free throw. Second one is up and good. Three out of six. She's had three trips to the line tonight. Missed the first, made the second every time. Here up ahead. Berry's pass will be stolen by Hayes. She saw that one coming. Here tried to push the issue a little bit. 44-31, a 13-point Jefferson lead with the basketball. 5.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter here. And an offensive foul here as Hayes stops her dribble, hands off to Watkins, but didn't stop her momentum, and Berry, just trying to follow the defender, does her job. Dalia Hayes with her third personal. Possession foul, no free throws for Pierce. They'll take it right to left across the timeline. Here's Lainey Stevens. Backing out for Williger. Out to Price, looking for three. That's online, but it'll dance across. No good. The Governor's still without a bomb tonight. Jaden Dunn rebounds for Jefferson. Harrington wants a three. That's off the mark. No good. Tipped by Whiting and collected an offensive rebound. And we'll get another opportunity under 5 minutes we go as Hayes will drive again. Dunn, right corner, finds Watkins. Left-hander on the right side, up a little bit short. She hits the deck. Lainey Stevens and company head the other way as Watkins still hasn't gotten up as Price misses the floater. That's no good. And Dunn with a rebound again. Watkins still, well, ready to play. Beer had a 5-on-4, but I don't know if Price realized it. Probably could have tried to get a more high-percentage shot on the other end. Beer's offense has gone cold again since Avery Kaiser fouled out of the game. Here's Harrington underneath, trying to keep it away, and a timeout will be called by Coach Pruitt of the Cavaliers. She'll ask for a full. That's all she's got left. In fact, 4:14 left in this one, 44-31. Jefferson leads. We're back in 1 minute with a Coca-Cola timeout on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Now you could book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Sioux Falls Jefferson, the Cavaliers have the possession. They have a 13-point lead. They have 9 seconds left in this possession. As the inbound off the right side of the key. Welcome back, driven by the Office of Highway Safety. Reminding us, don't drink and drive. Shot out of the inbound from Morgan Whiting. No good. Sydney Tedrow with the rebound. The Governors have it. This is Pier Governor postseason basketball. Your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7. KGFX FM Pier, a member of DRG Media Group, live streaming at drgnews.com. A feed by Reese Terwilliger to Sydney Tedrow, left side bunny. It's up and good. Pier within 11 again at 44-33. And going to have a foul here as Sierra Watkins drives in front of the Cavalier bench. And Lainey Stevens called for the foul, trying to fight through a screen that was set out there. Lainey got put to the floor. That smells like a hip check to me, but that is Lainey Stevens with her third personal foul. And now the Governor's putting Jefferson into the bonus. Here is Sierra Watkins, tries a 1-1. Front end is up and off the mark. No good. Dupree ran it down, but then Jaden Dunn runs behind her, and they'll tip it away out of bounds. It'll be Governor basketball. 3:40 to go. Plenty of time, but boy, if Pierre could ever get a flurry of threes going, now would be a good time to start. Here's Stevens. Fires. Good! Lainey Stevens puts the Governors within single digits. 44-36, right on cue. Talia Hayes coming back. She'll lob too tall for Dunn, trying to save it. No, it's out of bounds. And a Cavalier turnover. 3:19 to play. Governor fans, and there are a lot of them here for tonight's game, plus tomorrow afternoon's boys contest here at Jefferson. Boys basketball squad sitting on the end of the floor, trying to make some noise as well. Here's Price, and she just traveled with it. Just a little happy feet, unforced turnover for the Governors. Believe it or not, 18 turnovers in this game for the Govs. 3:05, counting down in the fourth. Governors showed some pressure, but Jefferson breaks that, and they'll set up in the half court, probably try to eat as much of the shot clock as they possibly can. Hayes got Dupree into the air. There's Watkins. She'll back it back out. Good choice. Hayes on the move. Floats one up, and it's good. Good shot for Talia Hayes. Points in the paint. It's 46-36. Two Cavaliers stay back in a 2-2-1 to defend in the full court. Cavalier defense wants three. Stevens wants another three. No good. That one online, but just a little bit long. Done. Up ahead. Here's Hayes with a miss. And Lainey Stevens fouls. She denies the layup, but Jefferson will have to earn him from the free throw line this time. It is Stevens with her fourth personal foul now. Avery Kaiser has fouled out of the game. Ryan Berry and Lainey Stevens now at four apiece for the Governors. Hayes, first one is good. That one in the act of shooting. That is the ninth team foul for the Governors. So Jefferson will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Pierre has one more, 1-1 to fulfill. If it's a foul on the floor, second free throw, no good. A couple of bounces and done. We'll tip it away out of bounds near side. Pier basketball with another 11-point deficit, 47-36, 2:19 to play. Berry against Watkins in the backcourt. They'll push it ahead to Lainey Stevens. Back to Berry to set up. Inside, here it comes in the right block. Terwilliger short on the turnaround. And the rebound is down to Whiting, who does a good job defensively. Here had a lot of offensive boards in the first half, couldn't get the putbacks. Right now, a lot of one-and-dones in the second half. Watkins at the free throw line. Gets out of the lane, finds McGovern-Harrington. She'll drive. Challenge against Terwilliger. Shot up too strong, but there's Jaden Dunn in front of two Governors to pull it down and put it back up and in. That one might be the deal breaker here. A minute and a half to play. Here's a pass through the hands of Lainey Stevens, and it's out of bounds. Jefferson basketball. Kirk Bebout. He had a conversation with an official. Emily Lingle is going to be checking into the ball game here, senior. And we'll have a timeout called by the Cavaliers with 1:18 to play. 49-36 Jefferson. Looking poised to move on to the state tournament. Let's take a 60-second Coca-Cola timeout. Back with more Peer Governor postseason basketball.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company and Peer.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, out of that Coca-Cola timeout, welcome back to Sioux Falls, Jefferson. Doesn't look like it's going to happen here for the Governors tonight as Jefferson opened up a comfortable lead a little bit in that second period. They advanced that in the third and have, for the most part, maintained a double-digit lead here through the fourth quarter. Emily Lingle coming in for the Governors, a six-foot senior, out most of the season due to injury. Jefferson will move the basketball as the shot clock winds down. A Lainey Stevens tip. It's out of bounds with 4 seconds on the possession. As we enter the final minute here of this basketball game. Hayes fires at the buzzer and hits. Dagger. So Leah Hayes will send Sioux Falls Jefferson into the state AA tournament. They will face number one Sioux Falls Washington, who has defeated Roosevelt tonight. Here's Stevens on a nice drive off the glass and good. 52-38. Shot clock and game clock are even now. Jaden Dunn, top of the key with it. Doves will still play defense here as Hayes plays keep away. Now Dunn has it back from McGovern Harrington. Sierra Watkins with it. Hands off to Talia Hayes. Hayes has had a big second half. Governors are still defending, but they're not trying to go for steals here. And a final timeout called by the Cavaliers. They're not going to take it. They just wanted to get a couple of players in, Cassidy Larson and Ella Silvernail, but Coach Pruitt wants to get a couple of seniors off the floor. Morgan Whiting and Talia Hayes. Whiting with a good rebounding game. Hayes with a big second half. Big factors in this one. 4 seconds left. The inbound will come. And the shot clock will be it. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Technically, they had less than a second to go when that shot clock ran out, but the Governors are okay with it. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at Sioux Falls, Jefferson, 52. And the Governors, as they've taken it away, 38. There's another scoreboard across the way, 52-38 our score. As Jefferson moves on, the Governor's season comes to an end. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Use their budget plan and keep full service and stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service in Pier. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, and our postgame comes up next. Postgame is brought to you by Family Dental, with offices in Pier and Gettysburg. Our Family Dental postgame commences when we return with more Pier Governor postseason basketball. Your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, online at drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls Jefferson as the Cavaliers, with their fans surrounding, cutting down the nets as they're headed off to the state AA tournament. Their first year as a program here at Jefferson High, and they're heading to the state tournament. The number 8 Cavaliers defeating the Governors. The number 9 seed, 52-38. Cavaliers avenge the loss that the Governors handed to them 10 nights ago. 43-40 in that one. Governors hit some big threes in that game. They couldn't get the three balls down in this one, and Jefferson is too much defense, really, when it comes down to it. And they're able to get a lot of points off turnovers in this one. They opened up a lead in the second quarter after we went back and forth in the first 8 minutes. It was 10-8, but Jefferson built a 9-point lead at 26-17, 26-15. Governors scored last in the first half, and it was 24-17. At intermission, but then Jefferson got more of the same going in that third period. They outscored Pierre 18-9 in the third quarter, and again it was that defense and really some easy baskets forced or created out of the defense. You turn defense into offense, and that was the game for the Cavaliers in the middle two quarters of this game. An 18-9 advantage for the home team in the third, made it 42-26. Governors looked like they might get going. We've seen them come from behind and make some blowouts very interesting a few times this season. We were thinking maybe, just maybe, that might happen again. But after a Laney Stevens three-pointer cut the deficit down to 8 after it was as big as 16, maybe 17, Jefferson was able to run the gamut the rest of the way, as they did hit some free throws down the stretch. Pierre with a 12-10 advantage in that fourth quarter, and it is a 52-38 victory in this one. The Governors, as we give you our Family Dental post game, sponsored by Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Fort Pierre, just hit on 6 of 15 shots on the floor in that second half. And key stat for Pierre, only 1 out of 11 from long range, and it wasn't until Stevens hit maybe the 10th attempt of the night that the Govs finally got one to go. Overall, 13 out of 38 on the floor. And Pierre, who shot the basketball very well in the first half last week, and not so much in the second half, as a 50-plus percentile dipped into the 30s by game's end. I think that was more of the same, as Jefferson able to figure some things out, I think, in that second half, and they were able to continue that MO here this evening with that big defensive effort. So again, out of along with 13 of 38 for Pierre on the floor, 11 of 17 from the free throw line. They'll get 7 players in the scoring column, but nobody in double figures. They had 3 double figure scorers last Tuesday. Reese Terwilliger with 9 points to lead the way. Sydney Tedrow will come in next with 8 points. She had to play big minutes because Avery Kaiser was in foul trouble early in this game. Laney Stevens will finish her final game with 7 points. Kaiser checking in with 6, as she looked like she was going to become a factor in the late third and early fourth quarters, but then did foul out with some just really a couple of ticky-tack calls, it seemed. And yes, that's a Governor fan a little disappointed, very respectful of the officials. But there was just a lot of whistles in this game. Governors had to adjust, and Kaiser just a little too good, perhaps, on defense here at times tonight. Ryan Berry with 4 points. Lennox Dupree and Remington Price, of all people, held to just 2 points tonight. So you got to give credit to that Roosevelt defense for holding the top scorer of the Governors, Remy Price, to just 1 basket, coming all the way back in the first quarter on a scooping layup. Remy only got 2 looks from outside the arc, in fact, and missed them both. For Roosevelt, 10 of 24 in the second half, give them 20 of 50 on the effort on the game. 6 of 19 over from long range, and they'll only go 6 of 13 from the free throw line as they'll get 7 players in the scoring column. And it's the Cavaliers who have 3 double-figure scores. Sierra Watkins, the 5'6 junior, with 18 points. Talia Hayes with 11. 9 of those come in the second half. Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington with 10. All of those coming after halftime as she hits some big threes in this one. Cassidy Larson with 5. Jaden Dunn with 4. Morgan Whiting and Ella Silvernail with 2 apiece in this one. We'll talk more about the scoring in a little bit. Let's talk with the head coach, Kirk Bebout. Now, this one, a real tough ball game, Coach. Certainly no doubt about what you were faced with coming in. Good second half last week from this Jefferson team, but unfortunately tonight their defense kind of figured out what I think you wanted to do on offense, and they get a lot of points off turnovers, and to me that was one of the biggest differences in this loss tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the Watkins girl kind of dictated the game tonight, yeah. I thought, both on defense and offense. We knew she was going to be tough getting to the rim, even without turning the ball over, and we, you know, obviously we talked about that, work on that, but she's a really good basketball player. And she made a lot of plays for them, and I thought she was a difference maker in the game. Obviously, we had way too many turnovers. But, I mean, it really hurts because we're playing good basketball and so proud of where we came from. You know, we wanted to take that next step. We knew it was going to be absolutely, you know, a grind. It would take an amazing effort to get out of here with a win. We're gonna need some breaks, and we're going to need to make some shots, and we were going to need to not turn the ball over as much. And, you know, I don't have stats in front of me, but I know I can guess we didn't shoot real well. And, you know, and Ave got like 3 fouls in the first couple, like in the first quarter. Yeah. And those are things that always happen. You got to try to, overcome that adversity. And I think the girls did, you know, they tried really, really hard. And I mean, I'm proud of them. Yep. It really sucks. And you know, I wish we were going to Rapid City, but I don't think we're far off. You know, we were 1 seed point away from being at home, and I think that makes a huge difference in these games, honestly. I mean, you look around, and there's not too many lower seeds that usually advance. So, I don't know. I just don't want to take away from how proud I am of the girls. We're all disappointed. We're all, you know, upset because you put so much into a season. But a lot of people to thank, you know, especially the girls, but all the parents and assistant coaches, managers, you know, my family. There's so much that goes into a season and people working together, and it's just you know, takes a lot of sacrifice from a lot of people, and I'm just thankful that we have so many great people around Pure Girls Basketball.
It seemed you had a few games earlier this year where you're down by double digits, and you have these big fourth quarter comebacks, and it just still seemed like the opportunity was there. Laney hits the 3, you cut it to single digits, and I'm sure you had that feeling again, but boy. Just that 1-3 was the only one you hit, and that defense still, again, dictated that game, even when Jefferson kind of needed it. They were able to find it again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into that. I mean, Ave is such an important part of our offense, and middle, playing middle there, so when she's not in there, that can take away some of our momentum offensively. But yeah, I mean, give them credit. That's what they do. That's what they do to everybody. They get up and they pressure you and they try to speed you up. And so, I mean, that's what they do. And they did a good job of it tonight. The girls, you know, tried really hard and made a couple too many mistakes. And I'll tell you, you know, obviously I want to help them with that. That's my job. And I think we came a long way this year. We got a really young team. I don't think there's a younger team in 2A basketball. I mean, if you look at, we start 2 sophomores come off a point guard as the freshman and 2 juniors. I mean, so we're really, really young, and we came a long ways this season, and I think we can hold our head high even though this one really hurts.
Absolutely, and they can. I know Jefferson's going to know this was a hard-fought win. You're able to play a physical ball game last week. Unfortunately, early on, you find out you're really going to have to adjust with how many whistles are going to be blown in this one. And, Avery, even those last 2 fouls on this end of the floor, there wasn't a lot, but you know, try as hard as you can to stay straight up, and sometimes things like that just don't go your way.
Yeah, it's really weird how the officiating goes. Some like from game to game. I don't know if you saw our game the last time we were here, but
watched it yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. So there's 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they had 0 team fouls, and then we had to inbound. That's why we had to inbound the ball 6 times. So, I mean, there was hardly any fouls called in that game. And then we start the game, and it was there was like 10 whistles like right away. You know, so, I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, you just got to – I mean, I'm not – that's not an excuse. We knew that. We knew that – I mean, you just got to keep playing basketball. It's one play after the other, and it goes for both teams. So, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's always a little adjustment. I feel bad for Abe. She wants to be out there, and she's a huge part of what we do. I mean, she's an inside-out. Like, she's a tough guard for their team. They got to account for her. They got to make some decisions. And, obviously, that hurts us a little bit when she can't be out there. Like, it hurts us a lot, but – I do have to give, Sid came in and played, you know, the majority of that first half, and I thought she did an excellent job and came back in and got some minutes in the second half and did another great job. So, you know, that's great because she's a huge part of what we're doing moving forward, you know. So then that was great to see, happy for her, and, you know, that's something we can look forward to.
I think another thing Jefferson was able to do tonight, especially in the second half, they started hitting some three-pointers, and I don't think they hit very many at all last Tuesday, but once they did that, as well as they were defending, it wasn't really until they were able to hit some outside shots that they really, to me, started getting comfortable in this game. And I think you saw just how good Jefferson can be. Obviously, they're going to have Washington in the first game, but this is a team that can cause some problems for people as an 8 seed.
Oh yeah, they're really good. They're a good team, and they're really talented. They're a lot like us. They're really young. They're going to bring back most of their players next year, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for years to come. And yeah, so yeah, definitely they're very talented. The dumb girl is a college basketball player, and Watkins is, I mean, she's tough as nails.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's really good. And, you know, honestly, coming in the first time we played them, I was mostly concerned with Hayes. So, I mean, they got a big three, and then they got girls that play around them and are confident basketball players as well. And I think he kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit too. We, you know, playing from, you know, it was pretty close. It was like 4-6 points, whatever it was. And then they, in these types of games, and then you hit a three, and then you feel, you just, your nerves and everything kind of settles, and everything just, you feel better about everything. You start truly believing, and I mean, it's just a big momentum thing when you hit a couple shots. So I thought, you know, the McGovern girl hit a couple shots, and then that allowed them to feel really good and relax a little bit. And then that, from that point, it gets, you know, you're scrambling and it gets really tough.
All right. Well, it's always tough when it's the last game of the season, especially when it's the last game of a career. Good to see Emily Lingle get in that last one. Lainey Stevens did about as much as she could here in her final game as well. You can't finish the season without talking about great seniors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's number one, I say. I mean, like, you know, I don't, you know, obviously you're always thinking about, you know, where you're going. But, yeah, you're like, we wouldn't be where we are without those two. So, yeah, thank you so much for saying that. That's, you know, that's what we talked about afterwards. You know, no matter what happens moving forward, those girls are always going to be, you know, like whatever we do, they're going to be a huge part of any success that we have in the future. They're a huge part of what we did this year. Emily Lingle, best teammate ever. So when we talk about peer governor teammates, anyone that's going to overcome injuries like that and stay committed and sacrifice for your team and do everything you can to help your team, even though you would do anything to be out there. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you so much, Emily. And, you know, Lainey's a true winner. She's gonna go on and do great things in college. I know I think she's got a full ride rodeo wise, you know. So, I mean, she's a true winner. Just a really cool kid. Everybody, you know, anyone who knows Lainey loves her to death. So, you're right. I mean, just great seniors. And that's what really makes this hard and emotional all week. It's kind of an emotional week. You think about the what ifs. What if, you know, if you win, it's so amazing. And if you don't, it's crushing. And then you think about your seniors, and I mean, there's just so many emotions that go into it while you're actually trying to play a basketball game too. So hopefully, you know, underclassmen, we can learn from this, and, you know, how we can manage our emotions and what we need to do to, you know, come out on top of one of these. One of those things would probably be try to get a home game. That'd probably help. So, you know, we're gonna take all this and Pierce's program on the rise, and we're not going anywhere.
We'll get back to the game in a moment, but let's talk about the hardest worker on the team, Abby Jeffries, too.
Oh, yes.
The student manager, right?
100%. Yeah, Abby is okay, so I'm a huge film guy. I watch a ton of film, like, and I've done that all my career, Hamlin and DL, and no discredit to our managers at Hamlin and Detroit Lakes, but Abby hasn't missed a single play. You know, so there's no time when the camera doesn't get turned. She's always ahead of the game. She takes initiative. She makes sure things are taken care of before she's asked. and she's always communicating, you know, great, and she's just a really fun kid. So, yeah, Abby is so awesome.
All right, so over the course of the season, obviously some 3-9 start. Everybody knows it's well documented, and a 7 out of 8 finish to the regular season. You've got a group of players. A lot of them played a great volleyball season this year. Came up in big game environments. Obviously, this was a big game. I think last Tuesday here was a big game environment, and the girls responded. So I think forget about a 3-9 start. Next year, you're going to have a group of kids that is that are really already going to have so much experience, and certainly you'll expect good things. It's not going to be that easy, but I think you definitely have the groundwork laid for a lot to look forward to.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Year.
I mean, it's never easy. It's 2A basketball. Every single game is always, it doesn't matter. I mean, paper-wise, it just doesn't matter. But you're right. I mean, I think we have a lot to look forward to. The girls, you're right, they're successful in all their sports, and those environments carry over, and they learn from those as well. So, yeah, I mean, what a great job by, you know, having some adversity right away, being, you know, having some tough losses. You know, there's a couple in there that you could get, and then games that you feel pressure that you should win and you don't get them, they could easily fold the tent. I mean, I think a lot of people are totally writing us off. And these girls, I mean, they did nothing but come to practice every single day, work hard, get better. I mean, the one game that we lost in there was to Bismarck, who's their state title contender in North Dakota. We had them, you know, 2 minutes to go. So, I mean, we made a great run at the end of the year. It would have been really, really nice if we had 2 more seed points and we were at home, you know, maybe playing Mitchell, who unfortunately lost her best player. But that's the different scenarios that can happen. And, you know, I think we learned throughout the season that the start matters. So, you know, hopefully we can, when the season starts next year, that we bring that hunger. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this today. After, you know, I was thinking, you know, how emotional this is. What if I had to go and do this same thing 2 days from now? That's what they did with volleyball. A lot of these girls went to state volleyball, that rode that wave of emotion, which is, I mean, it's a lot. And then 2 days later, they're expected to turn around and start. So, yeah, so we got off to a slow start, and we're young, and we're learning. So I don't think it was totally unexpected, but I just love the way they responded. And like I said, if fans of Pier Girls basketball, they can look forward to years in the future.
I certainly hope so, and we're looking forward to that as well. Coach, I want to thank you and your staff for the time you give us. David Burrow would say the same thing. I know that, and looking forward to good and big and better things next season.
Hey, you guys do a great job, so thank you so much.
All right. Coach Kirk Bebout, the Governor's falling tonight 52-38. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. More of our Family Dental postgame coming up after this. You're listening to Pier Governor postseason basketball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pier.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
It's Tire Month at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. Up to $200 mail-in rebate on brand-name tires. And Beck Motor Company is throwing in four free oil changes, a $200 value. As always, price match guarantee every day. Beck-Motors.com, 224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Back at Sioux Falls, Jefferson, 52-38. Our final as the Cavaliers avenge the loss from last week. And, again, doing it with defense and transition offense in this one as they win it by double figures. And from the second period on, it just was Jefferson's basketball game as they go into the state tournament with an 11-10 mark. The governor's season comes to an end at 10-11, of course, but winning seven of their last nine ball games, thanks to Coach B about for the look ahead that he gave us in this one. We've given you the stats in this one as far as shooting and scoring goes. Here are the other stats. Both teams pulling down 27 rebounds unofficially, but Jefferson with an 8-7 advantage on the offensive end. Reister Williger with nine rebounds to go with her 9 points, but some of those offensive rebounds and second chances for Jefferson as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on when we talk about big plays in this game, but the offensive rebounds were also a smaller part of the story, but still turned out to be kind of a big deal. Turnovers, though, too, for the Governors with 19 turnovers in this one. Some of them flat-out giveaways. Some of them, though, the steal game is a big part of the Jefferson defensive effort here tonight. 19 turnovers for Pierre compared to just 9 for the Cavaliers, and only 3 of those coming in the second half, all of which happened to be in the fourth quarter. And a 7-6 advantage in the assist column. Lennox Dupree with 3 of the 7 for the Governors. Sierra Watkins with 3 of their 6 in that column here for Jefferson. As it's 52-38 the final in the first half. In fact, starting early in the second quarter, we had 5 ties. The last one, though, was at 10-10. We had 3 lead changes, and again, all of that in the first quarter, except for the Governor scoring first in the second period to tie it at 10-10. Jefferson scored the next bucket and went on to outscore Pierre 14-9 in the quarter, 18-9 in the third, though, and that's when this one really opened up and stayed more comfortable for Jefferson, except for that one little flurry that the Governors had early in the fourth quarter. They cut it down to 8, but Jefferson with a good finish in this one. So we mentioned Jefferson will take on Washington. We'll give you the scores. We'll finish up all the scores coming up after another timeout, and we've still got plenty more on the way. Got a couple of orders of business to manage as well here in our Family Dental postgame. After a 3-minute break, it'll be time for big plays in the game, which are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics. Coming up, you're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure This all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Back at the Governor postgame off of a 52-38 loss for the Governor girls tonight. You're hearing from Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. It's time for the Hermanson Endodontics big plays of this game. And again, big plays from Hermanson Endodontics. We're going to go to the second quarter. And there were a couple of things that happened in that second period. There was one sequence where, the Governors had the offensive rebounds. In fact, Governors pulled down five offensive boards in that first quarter of play. They only had two the rest of the way, but they were winning in that department, but it wasn't until, actually, I'm going to go to the third quarter when there were three offensive rebounds pulled down. In fact, a couple of them, one of them that led to a three-pointer by Aaliyah McGovern Harrington, who hit her first of two. She actually scored 10 points all in that third period. That was a big play, and there was a defensive flurry too in the second period, a three-pointer hit by Cassidy Larson, who last week in the game, as I watched yesterday online, it looked like Larson attempted four, five, six shots and really wasn't even close from long range and putting any of them down. But she hit a big one in the second quarter. And then on the ensuing trip up the floor for the Governors, Larson got a steal at half court and an easy breakaway layup. She had a five-point flurry that really helped open up that comfortable lead for Jefferson in that second quarter. They built it to nine, thanks in part to Cassidy Larson's effort there. But then the offensive rebounds, three three-point attempts tried, but after a couple of offensive boards, it was that third one that finally went down for McGovern Harrington, and that was another case in point. There were stats of the game we could add to with the defense and the points off turnovers for Sioux Falls Jefferson, but those are the two biggest plays of the game for the Cavaliers in this one, and they are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And with that, we've got players of the game to talk about. Players of the game sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre. We'll take a final two-minute break, come back, give you the player of the game. Actually, we'll give you the player of the game first. Then we'll take a final break, come back, and wrap it up with the scores, and we'll set you up for the state AA tournament, which will be in Rapid City next weekend. But talking about players of the game, going to go two of them here, one for each team with all of the whistles in this game, some of them very early, and much to the chagrin of especially Avery Kaiser, the talented 5'10 junior. Started when we did the starting lineups tonight. We mentioned Avery Kaiser, who only had 6 points against Jefferson last week. Mentioned if she could get into double figures and get a little bit more scoring going, I think advantage was going to be to the Governors. Well, that never happened. I just don't know that Avery ever had a chance in this one. She had 3 fouls early on in that first period, got 2 early ones, came out for a good chunk of the first period, came back in and picked up a 3rd foul, and then picked up 2 fouls lightly, it seemed, in the 4th quarter, but 2 fouls nonetheless, that after she had scored 6 points. But Avery Kaiser did not get many minutes in this game. Sydney Tedrow did, and Sydney did a great job tonight. Coach Bebout mentioned as well, she had 6 points in the first half, finished with 8 points, but a good job off the bench for Sydney, chipping in when she hadn't had the minutes for much of this season. But she came in and did what did a large part of what she needed to do to help out in this one. So we've given a T-shirt to Coach Bebout to hand out to Sydney Tedrow, which is brought to you by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. And we cannot not give one to Sierra Watkins, the 5'6 junior, for everything she did here tonight with 18 points. And I'm going to count them out. 1, 2. Well, only a couple of rebounds. I thought she had more than that, but we mentioned 3 assists, and I will count out these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 steals in this game. There you go. There's your defense for Sioux Falls Jefferson with 18 points along with that, and there's the reason that Sioux Falls Jefferson's moving on. Take Sierra Watkins out of this game, and you got a different ball game, hands down. Sierra Watkins is tonight's player of the game, sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. We'll get her a T-shirt. We'll listen to this from Cowboy Country Stores. Take a 2-minute break, and the scores and the state tournament preview is coming up as we finish off this Governor and Family Dental postgame. And your official voice, Pierre Governor Sports, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stamps, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at GatewayFordToyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pierre.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Back one more time to Sioux Falls Jefferson High. Brian Oakland, thanks for joining us here tonight. But a rough night for the Pierre Governor girls as they fall and their season comes to an end. 52-38, Sioux Falls Jefferson moves on. Jefferson will take on Sioux Falls Washington, the top seed in the state tournament bracket, as Washington easily defeated Sioux Falls Roosevelt. A high-scoring game, though. Across town, 83-62, the top-ranked Warriors will be the favorite going in. They'll take, again, it'll be Washington, number 1, against Jefferson, number 8. The other half of the bracket, has number four, Rapid City Stevens, taking on number five, Rapid City Central. Stevens defeating Brookings tonight, 56-32. Central, no trouble with Watertown, 56-20. And then the bottom half of the bracket has number two, O'Gorman, off of a 50-25 win over Yankton. They'll battle with Sioux Falls Lincoln. The number seven seed, Lincoln, had a tough time with that struggling Colonel squad, 43-38, but Lincoln does beat Mitchell, and Brandon Valley will be the three seed as they defeat Spearfish, 45-33. They will take on the only upset of the night coming from Harrisburg, the 11 seed winning at number six, Huron, 51-43. So the order of games again, Washington and Jefferson, followed by Stevens and Rapid City Central. In the evening bracket, it'll be O'Gorman against Lincoln and Brandon Valley against Harrisburg at the Ice Arena, I believe, in Rapid City is where they're putting that, unless it's maybe in that new Monument Arena. But should be a pretty good AA tournament, unfortunately, minus the Peer Governor girls. Let's take a look at boys basketball. A lot of region action and region semifinals setting up with a SODAC 16. Girls classes A and B SODAC 16s were played last night. That included a tough loss for Sully Buttes, but it did include a win for White River as they'll move in to the State B tournament and try to repeat as champions. They are the defending champion in Class B. They'll play Corsica Stickney in their first round game. White River games will be on KPLO 94.5 FM, 100.5 in Pier and Fort Pier, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from Watertown. Meanwhile, Class A scores this evening in boys basketball on KGFX. Stanley County defeated Chamberlain tonight, 42-36. They avenge a loss from a few weeks back when Chamberlain got them in Chamberlain, but the Buffaloes win on their home floor tonight. They will go on and probably be facing number one Dakota Valley, who is unbeaten in Class A. In that SODAC 16, winner gets a victory tonight in Region 6A, 72-52 over Mobridge Pollock. Winner, who of course beat the Governor boys earlier this season, has only one loss in the season. They're the number three overall seed. And also in Central South Dakota, Todd County's season comes to an end as they lose in Region 7A to Lakota Tech, 79-59. Other Class A winners tonight are Madison, T Area, Red Cloud, Groton Area, and also Mount Vernon Plankinton, Rapid City Christian with a win, Hanson, number one Dakota Valley, again, who will probably play Stanley County. They beat Vermilion 73-35. They're good. Clark Willow Lake, Sioux Valley, St. Thomas More, the number two overall seed, Flandreau with wins, and Sioux Falls Christian is leading Del Rapids at halftime, 32-28. Class B, including Central South Dakota, scores on KPLO tonight in Presho. Lyman had a tough one with Phillip, but they win it in the end, 55-46. Lyman will go into the SODAC 16 as they try to get back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. Also, it was Platte Geddes over Corsica Stickney, 52-38. Lower Brule with a win over Ipswich, 73-59. Lower Brule will be the two overall seed. White River, the three. White River is the three. They beat Wall tonight, 67-38. Timberlake over Lemon in Region 8B, 65-55. And Potter County with a win. They're the four overall seed on KMLO tonight. They beat Falkton Area, 77-56. Burke and Gregory in a 63-61 battle in overtime in Region 6B. Number one, Desmet gets a win tonight. Viberg Hurley, Wabe Summit, and Ethan, with a three-point win over Bridgewater Emory, get wins tonight. Chester Area defeating Howard with a bit of an upset there in their region. It is Chester with a win. Freeman Academy Marion has only got two losses this season with a win tonight. Aberdeen Christian is going back to the SODAC 16, and Castlewood defeating Woolsey Westington tonight, 45-41. There's the scores for Class A and B boys basketball. The Class AA SODAC 16 will all be played tomorrow, and that will have the Peer Governors right here. The rest of the schedule tomorrow, number one Sioux Falls Roosevelt hosts Sturgis. Aberdeen Central playing host to Yankton in the 8-9 game. It'll be O'Gorman against Huron, and Lincoln hosting Brandon Valley in the 7-10 game. Harrisburg, number four, hosts Spearfish. Mitchell, number five, plays host to Rapid City Stevens. In Sioux Falls, it's Washington hosting Watertown in the 3-14 game. And our game, the number 11 seed, Peer Governors, playing the Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Governors will try to pull the upset tomorrow night They were beaten by Jefferson 10 nights ago by 10, 64-54 at Riggs High Gym. Not a great first half for the Governors. They played better in the second half, and yes, they played pretty well at number one Roosevelt last Saturday. That's the kind of play they will be looking for tomorrow. 2:30 pregame on that. Join us for the 3 o'clock tip as well here on your official voice of the Governors River, 92.7. Caleb will be by live streaming as well with live tickets and GoGovs Live. And, of course, drgnews.com. Don't forget, on your way to and from high school sporting events or wherever you happen to be driving, especially this weekend, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, says slow down in case of ice. Think twice in case of ice. And make sure you buckle up to the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. For Caleb at side with the video, for Heather Williams in studio doing what she does best, and well, I don't know what all she does best, but she's pretty good at technical direction. Thanks, Heather, and for you for joining us, and certainly to our postseason sponsors. Our final score tonight on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it is Sioux Falls Jefferson avenging their loss from last week when the Governors beat them here, but tonight it's Jefferson 52 and the Governors 38. Brian Oakland here for DRG Media Group Sports. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon. The Governor boys will try to punch their ticket to the state AA basketball tournament. And that'll be right here, your official voice for Governor basketball and Governor sports, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. Good Friday evening, everybody.
Pier Governor Basketball in the SODAC 16 on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the May Adam Law Firm, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Gators, Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Pier Regional Airport, Wagner Auto, and Bauman Lumber. Governor Basketball is also brought to you in part by Ferding Electric. These special in-game sponsors help bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden and Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.